T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Do I remember anyone who covered the draft saying, hey, there's this kid at Duke who will be, quote, a generational offensive center? In fact, they were saying that about the kid at Oregon and, to a lesser extent, Frazier at West Virginia. So what the F, man? What changed?
Yeah, I mean, isn't the draft funny that way? You know, I think it's a couple of things, guys. He did play left tackle at Duke, and when the season's going on and people are looking at these guys, I don't know if they get really deep into the weeds about where they're eventually going to play in the NFL. So I can understand why, you know, in November, December, that he wasn't, you know, considered one of the top centers. But, you know, we talked about this last week. I told you this guy was coming up draft boards. Yep. I think you guys saw what Merrill Hodge said today about him. So it's not
just...
He said
best player in the draft.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jerry's source inside the building, too, and then, you know, Merrill and what he said. So I think the reason is his athleticism. You know, he's a really good athlete. They think they can get him outside. They can get him up to the second level, and he can really help out in the running game. And I don't think there's much of a projection there, guys. I know people want to talk about the Kendrick Green thing. I think NFL people are a lot more at ease with this transition than maybe some of the Steelers fans are.
Well, that's because the guy's
that includes me, by the way, who's not at ease.
Yeah,
by it.
He is not at all. But Ray, I think it's easy to say that he's not Kendrick Green 2.0, mainly because he's actually 6'5". I think Kendrick Green was like an inch and a half taller than Donnie, who's 5'11", and only slightly more muscular. Are there any big Zach Frazier fans in particular in that room, you think, for the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I think Zach Frazier is a really good player. He took a visit to the Steelers, so I think, you know, they really like him. I think one overlooked aspect of what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow, we all know they're going to take a center at some point, but the guy who was running the draft board is an offensive lineman. He played center at Villanova. He was a really good player at Villanova. So if there's anyone who knows what a good center looks like or what goes into being a good center, I think Andy has it figured out at this point. So, you know, we all know he wants to bring him, you know, more physicality to the Steelers. But whether it's Frazier or Jackson Powers Johnson or Barton, let's say it's Barton at 20, or let's say it's Frazier at 51, I would feel really good if I was a Steelers fan knowing that Andy is the one who set the board and Andy knows what goes into making, a good center. So I think people have to pay attention to that a little bit. He really knows offensive line player play, and he specifically knows centers as well.
Ray, I respect all of that, what you said about Weidel. I think it's all true. I'm a big Andy Weidel fan. I hope, though, because he knows offensive line play, he looks at the guy wearing a black and gold 65 jersey and goes, we've got to address that and get him out of the starting lineup and right quickly. And I just worry that they're not going to be able to do that with a high-end guy if they take a center in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dan Moore is going into the last year of his contract. He's not going to get a second contract here. I know the desire is for all Steelers fans for Dan Moore not to be the starter week one in September. And I get it, but I think whether you get your tackle in the first, the second, or the third round, I think Dan Moore is on borrowed time. I think at some point during the season they're going to make that switch. Broderick is going to go to the left side, and whoever they draft tonight or on day two tomorrow will be the starter at right tackle. So we've been so hyper-focused on the Fatanus and the Fuagas and the Mimses of the world that, you know, it could be a guy like Blake Fisher in the second or third round or Patrick Paul in the second or third round. So there are some other good options on day two, but, you know, we just have to wait to see how it plays out tonight.
Ray, just to make sure we're on the same page, you think right now that Barton is the likeliest player to be their first-round pick?
Well, here's why I used to be on the men's bandwagon, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's Barton or one of the tackles. The reason I got off the men's bandwagon a little bit is just because the Steelers need to win now. You know, they got Russell Wilson as their quarterback. They made all these big offseason moves to bolster their defense. They don't need to wait on Amarius Mims to be the guy by November or December or by 2025. They need somebody to step in right now and play offensive line. So that could be Fatanu. He's 24 years old. He'd be a good pick at right tackle. You know, it could be Fuaga or it could be Barton. It's just the more I think about it now, I think they need somebody who could start right away. And I don't know if Mims can start right away.
How do you think they have those three players then ranked on their draft board, the two tackles from the Pac-12 and then Barton, if you had to guess?
If I had to guess, and obviously I don't know,
yep.
I would say they have Fatanu, Fuaga, and then Barton. But I'm telling you guys, I think we're going to see quarterbacks and offensive linemen go off the board first. I mean, there's virtually no big-name defensive players in this draft. Unfortunately for the Steelers, I think those offensive tackles are going to go after the quarterbacks, and Barton might be the best guy remaining when they pick at number 20.
So you think it's off the table that we've just figured out that his name is not Dijon, it's Cooper Dijon, like the mustard. You don't think that there's a real chance that if he slides because of a run on tackles, the Steelers would actually bite at 20?
I wouldn't put it past them. You know, if they really feel strongly that, you know, he could be a guy who's a difference maker in that secondary. I just think the way they brought in offensive linemen this year and the way they paid attention to him at the Senior Bowl, they've just been really focused on that position. So if there was an equally graded player at 20 on the offensive line in a corner, I would say they would definitely go offensive line. But listen, if all those offensive linemen are gone and it's between Dijon and another corner for that pick of 20, then obviously they'd go with Dijon, I think.
Peter Schrager's very plugged in. He's got the Steelers taking Thomas Jr., and he still thinks they make a huge move at wide receiver is how he phrased it. How plausible is that, Ray? How realistic is that?
Well, I mean, they were at his pro day, but he didn't take a visit here. I wouldn't put it past the Steelers to take a receiver at 20. I would just be a little bit surprised if they did. They would have to feel really, really strongly about that because just the way this team's built right now, you know, they want to win with the running game. Arthur Smith is a run-first guy. I just think it's a no-brainer that you would take the O-lineman first and then take advantage of this deep receiver class second. But, again, it would come down to best player available, highest-rated player on the board, and if Thomas is that guy and all the offensive linemen are gone, then it could be Thomas.
Do you expect Omar Khan to do any wheeling and dealing as far as trades, period, whether it's tonight or any other night of the draft, Ray?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I think if they know who their guy is and they want to go get him, they would do that. The Ayuk thing kind of seems to have settled down a little bit. There seems to be some other teams involved now, so I'm sure the Steelers are doing their due diligence here, but I'm not sure that that's going to happen. So, probably more a trade up than a trade for a guy like Ayuk. But, yeah, I think if they know they want to get a guy, just like Jones last year, I don't think they would hesitate to do it.
All right, crystal ball, Ray. Your official Steelers 20th or first-round prediction for tonight is?
Well, this was my guy 2 days ago when I published my final mock draft. I'm going to stick with Troy Fatanu, tackle out of Washington.
There you go. Ray Fittipaldo, live draft coverage, does an awesome job over at the Post-Gazette. Thanks, Ray.
All right, guys. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.